Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Since Inside Carolina broke the story last week, we've been waiting for the official word that former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik will be the new defensive coordinator for Larry Fedora's program. The announcement could come any day or any minute, but so far South Building and the Keenan Football Center have been silent. What does that mean? Well, some people are saying that to get hired by Carolina, there's a lot of red tape to clear. Roy Williams didn't sign his contract until after his first season back at UNC. So if the deal is done, as the blogosphere insists, then the official release doesn't have to wait for every T to be crossed and every I to be dotted. There is speculation that the vetting of the 53-year-old Chizik is still going on, and Fedora continues to contact other candidates for the job. It's a new day for all athletic hires at UNC, and Chizik may be under heavy scrutiny for a checkered 4 years at Auburn that included a 14-0 season and a national championship in 2010. But less than 2 years later, after the Tigers went 3-9 in 2012, Chizik reached a settlement on the buyout of his contract. The divorce did not end happily, including the arrest and conviction of four former Chizik players, academic abnormalities sort of similar to what went on here, and discipline problems that caused Chizik to hire a private security agency to make sure the players were in by curfew and other places where they were supposed to be. Not a pretty picture, as stories covering the buyout called the program in disarray and coming apart at the seams. It is an important hire for UNC, which unfortunately is now in the perception game as much as any contest played on the fields and courts. No coach is worth further soiling the university's reputation, and that may be why Chancellor Carol Folt and AD Bubba Cunningham are taking their time vetting Chizik. He also reportedly was negotiating a contract worth $750,000 a year. Unless UNC is pouring millions more into its football staff salaries, paying Chizik that kind of tender would be more than one-third of the annual $2 million UNC pays its football coaching staff, according to USA Today. That would leave the average salary of the other nine full-time coaches at about $140,000. So that sounds like another problem about hiring Gene Chizik. This is Archansky. See ya.